Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Finds the high but comes down feeling low.
Welcome back. Can I share the weirdest tuna question ever? We're talking about somebody, like if you don't like somebody or you're trying to gauge whether you like this person or don't. This is the weirdest no hedging that Frank could insert into his routine. Charlie Tuna said, if you had to, would you give a mouth to mouth? Like, in other words, they're going to die if you don't.
Like if it was the guy, someone you didn't like, because Richard Pryor used this as one of his stand-ups. If for someone you didn't like and he fell out, you know that he needed mouth to mouth, would you give it to him if you didn't like it? And Richard Pryor's response was, he ain't going to make it.
Wow.
That's just weird. I don't think we'll see that on Channel 5 anytime soon when Frank does quick hits.
So we sent Ahmad Hicks to Champaign the other day, and this Isaiah Williams, this quarterback who's really kind of almost a waif, he's like 5'10", maybe 180, but he's just an electrifying athlete. He may win this Illinois starting quarterback job as a true freshman. He is in the mix. He's battling. That would just be so. I'll tell you what, I haven't been really interested in Illinois football in a long time.
No one
I'd
has
watch
been.
Opening day.
No one has been except for
hold
KFNS.
Up, Illini football. 590 The Fan.
Well, I listen on radio. I just haven't watched.
I mean, we never miss a game. We used to get together and listen. But
that would really be cool if Lovie just lets him go.
They don't have an obvious. It isn't like you've got an established junior senior that you're saying, well, maybe we'll pull him and get the. They don't have a great option at quarterback. You haven't been winning games. You're in the fourth year. The buzz is pretty low. Yes, you've done well in some of the recruiting in this area. Why not roll the dice? I think when things change for Pinkel around here, and granted, they may not be the same player, but I'm saying when Brad Smith had that game against Illinois, I think it was year two for Pinkel, everybody's like, wow, this kid is fun. This kid is special. And they hadn't turned the corner as a program, but Brad Smith got people noticing Missouri. And then subsequently got Pinkel sort of up and running. I'm not saying it's going to have the exact same dramatic results, but why not play a kid like that? And if he's not ready and you pull him out, okay.
That's why I can't wait to see Kelly Bryant. I can't wait. He's going to change a lot of people's chemistry when it comes to Mizzou. I know you're talking about Illinois, but I can't wait to see Kelly Bryant.
Yeah.
Kelly Bryant is what college quarterbacks are about. Now you got to have
a classic
guy.
College quarterback. That's There's no doubt about
you gotta
it.
I'm not saying he's pros or whatever, but the way colleges are now, you look at Alabama, not Clemson anymore. They got a drop back guy now. But you look at the rest of the team, and look what Oklahoma's going to be like this year. Oh my God, I can't wait for college football.
Can't wait for Switzer to be on your show to break it down.
Well, his Switzer comes on twice a year. Switzer sits in his backyard and drinks a glass of wine every time he comes on.
He's like, I got to get through this. What's it going to take? But I think Kelly Bryant, his stock went up when he had the chance to leave Mizzou because of the sanction. He said, no, I want to be there. I picked it. No. And at the SEC media days, and Dave Matter spelled it out for us because he was there, every question directed at him was basically, why'd you go there?
Right.
I mean, the arrogance of the SEC, looking at Mizzou, why would you go? And obviously, the Alabamas of the world are far superior programs, but it was funny that he just had to keep answering it, and he seems to have not only handled it all with class, but he's right where he wants to be, and that's credit to Barry Odom.
Yeah, and you know, and the reason that Odom has done well in St. Louis so far, and it's early August, is partially because of this South End Zone project. Now, I don't want to ever try to promote my Twitter, but if you go to my Twitter at Frank_Cusimano right now, we gave you a tour of what this facility is like. It's unbelievable. I mean, if you're a St. Louis kid and you go in there and you see that locker room and you see all those pools and that weight room and where you're going to eat, it's just, it's amazing. I know other SEC schools have this, but Chuck, they have figured it out. That's $100 million well spent.
I got to see that so they don't have to walk across the street anymore, across
That's
the
right,
road
yeah.
anymore.
But go to the Twitter, Frank_Cusimano. You can see the whole thing right now.
Well, they needed that.
What part is still, are the seating, so the locker rooms are done, but are they still continuing, like, the expansion above it? Is it still?
Yeah, well, there's outdoor seating, too, and then there's private seating. There's three.
But it's still going on, right? It's not 100, I mean, it's not 100% complete, the project.
It will be very shortly.
I mean, okay.
It's going to be ready for opening day. And the players officially moved in there today. Coach Odom said there are people looking in all the players. They won't let the players in. They wanted to, and they were looking like through the windows, trying to actually the construction.
So they're going to have like a grand opening.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Didn't you guys a few weeks ago talk of had someone on talking about Mizzou and the player protest? Is that still a lingering on?
Wait, Will Franklin in studio.
Yeah, did you? Okay, you showed last week.
Is coaching of Vashon, played at Mizzou under Pinkel, and then was on the staff with Barry Odom. Mm-hmm. And I think might have been in the – he was finishing his degree, so he was on the campus when all of that went down. And I think he basically said there's a little bit of a lingering effect.
And the Mizzou CFO told me that, hey, look, we lost a percentage of our fans, and we're not getting them back. Yeah, because of the way that thing was handled.
And those were mostly white fans, correct?
Yes, yeah, I'd say so.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
But it's amazing from the days of – you know, when Kellen Winslow went down there and they recruited him and Howard Richards goes to Mizzou, I bet they walked in the locker room and there was just some, tape over there for your ankles. There's probably an old scale over there, maybe a barbell.
Odom's office is J.R. Ewing-esque. The place where he's going to do his post-game press conference, there's like 100 leather, gorgeous media chairs.
Really?
It's just everything about it. So.
Remember when they got Kellen Winslow? When they recruited Kellen Winslow, they didn't go on the east side to even get Kellen Winslow, remember? They were looking at someone else. They happened to see Kellen Winslow at practice.
Yeah.
I see what they're doing with the chair. So if there is a really bad loss, say another Kentucky, you're mad, you're going to ask the big questions, but then you sit down, you're comfortable, suddenly you don't care so much about it.
How come you guys didn't run the thing? Wow, these chairs. Yeah. You don't need to run the ball.
Of course, the way to get to us is good food. I mean, if they're feeding us really well, they get beat by 30, that's all right.
What changed Odom's story with the media? Because 2 years ago he was unfriendly.
It was like
Frank, he was afraid to look at it. Did you do that?
No, it was last summer. He came, he was at the AB event, and he just wasn't real engaging. And you talked about it a little bit on the radio. We talked some more about it. And I think our friend Howard Richards was listening. And it was somebody got to Odom and said, listen, it's kind of what Mike Matheny never figured out either. It's like, just make some friends in the media. It doesn't hurt. They're not the enemy, and just get your message out, use them, and have a little bit of fun with it, even though it's not your favorite thing. I don't think Barry Odom's favorite thing is dealing with the media, but in the last year, he's kind of thought, you know what?
Yeah.
Why not have a little fun with it?
And also, he also explained this. He goes, I inherited a bad locker room. And part of it was my fault. Part of it was I inherited coaches. I'd made some bad moves. This is the first time I've really felt like, you know, I'm...
So he was a little miserable in the job, and he couldn't hide it, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
Those coaches, when they go to, the cocktail parties and things, I remember seeing Pinkel, and this was maybe a year or two before he retired. He wasn't always the friendliest guy. When he was flying the helicopter to CBC, he wasn't the friendliest guy. I remember the first time I met Bobby Bowden in Florida. He was at a cocktail party. He went around the damn room and shook everybody's hand. Barry Switzer. Those are the coaches. They're like politicians.
But that's few and far between. You're talking about two of the greatest personalities of all time.
Yeah. But on the whole, Nick Saban knows how to.
He knows
can
how to work
turn
the room.
It up a little bit, and use the media to look likable and fun.
Yeah. Even though he's not.
And then the kids watching, the parents watching. Oh, I wouldn't mind going there.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Odom has a little bit of that with his players. I'm not saying he's going to charm the socks off of Ladue Housewives. But he's got a bond with these freaking players that's really strong.
They're loyal to him.
Exactly.
That's good.
Look at this, Chuck. The Steeples at the Smet, where all the players are. Curry and Trinity, where all the players are. They're all tight with Odom. I mean, Odom's got a chance for this thing to last.
And that's
him well. I'm behind him.
This is a huge building block season. If you can get that 10-2,
whether
you go to Boulder, and they may not, but if you can, then there should be some serious momentum.
We don't want that Odom. Like we say, Odom has one or two games every year, and I see one lurking in the opening game. You got to win it against Wyoming.
Yeah.
You're right. I think Mizzou fans.
Those beginnings from Mizzou the last couple of years, it's like the season's over before a month in. They've got to come out of the gate.
Slow start.
Now, is there a Troy and a Troy State?
No, it's the same now.
Well, Troy is in the top 25.
Troy State has become Troy.
Troy is in the preseason poll. Troy is in the top 30. Troy is. I mean, look, we had it yesterday, and I was shocked to see that.
I need to look this up here.
Troy. Let's verify that.
While you're looking that up, Cardinals.com for all your ticket needs, upcoming promotions, and think about this. The last three games of the season at home – against the Cubs, who, oh, by the way, are terrible on the road. That's been a theme all year. I think they're 11 under right now on the road. But all your ticket needs through August, September, all the promotional items, you got the Star Trek night. Go to cardinals.com/promotions. And also, Appliance Discounters brings you this great hour. I don't know if they signed up for the slot, but we're just going to say they really enjoyed this hour. If you need an appliance, stop by and see them. Go online, theappliancediscounters.com. Newest location is in Maplewood, Richmond Heights, off Laclede Station Road. And it's the place where you can get the unique colors, the art of appliance, bold colors, something different. Check them out in the Deer Creek Plaza or go by St. Charles, South County, Baldwin, Webster Groves, City of St. Louis, and Fairview Heights, Illinois. TheAppliancediscounters.com. Great St. Louis success story. Their savings are your savings.
This is according to NBC Sports, the top 25. They didn't finish in the top 25, but they received votes. With Tennessee and Mississippi.
They received one vote.
Did Missouri get one vote?
No, they didn't get a...
Wow. They can't get voted. Missouri can't.
Oh, that's
their coaches
right.
Voted.
Yeah.
Because
now,
their,
West Virginia got 24 votes.
Right. But, I mean, I'm not sure how many Missouri would have gotten had they been eligible. But they're not eligible for the coaches' poll. They are for the media poll, I think. It's all stupid.
I like how Chuck had them in the top 25, and it came down to they had one vote. For.
But that's why I looked it up.
But duly noted, avoid those typical Missouri-Odom losses. Seize this opportunity in a winnable schedule to have that special season. And get those recruits down there on the campus when you're winning a big game. And maybe that 10-2 leads to even bigger and better. It's all right there in front of them, Chuck. That's
right
what we
there,
like
man.
To say.
That first game is going to be a key game, I'm telling you. Wyoming.
That's his hot take.
It's my hot take.
There are going to be some key games in Oakland, California this weekend. I don't think people in our town realize how good the Oakland A's are. They're 62-48. Last night they rocked Josh Hader. This is a big couple of games for the Cardinals.
Here's the team. Here's another team like Atlanta and Houston, Philly, that hit rock bottom and came to a point where they say, hey, man, we got to cut bait. We got to start all over. Do the Cardinals have to do that? Do they have to do that with their veterans and just let these young kids take over?
No, Cardinals can never do that.
That's the problem. How come they can't? Because of tradition.
Like these last 3 years where they were playoffless, they were still in it to the final week of the season.
But
those teams were,
They were dismal.
Philly tanked on accident. They just, like Houston and Chicago tried to tank. And the Phillies just kind of looked around and said, oh, my God, how did we get so bad?
They were bad just kind of naturally.
And Oakland doesn't tank. They just kind of always tweak what they're doing. They are consistently smart, If you could put that Oakland mindset in another market, it'd be interesting to see what they could do. Luckily, you don't play them three times. You only play them twice off today. But I think the Cardinals are stuck, and it's been talked about, because they're always pretty good. The fan base shows up, and they want to see competitive winning baseball. And you can't really offer them a couple of years of 60-102.
How about the Brewers, too, the team that I'm always most leery of, with Josh Hader? It's his third blown save and the 11th home run he's allowed since July 1st. His ERA is in the upper fives. I'm telling you, if the Brewers don't get this guy straightened out, they're not going to be a factor.
But there's one team can't hit Hader, the Cardinals.
What Cardo hit a home run off him, though, once?
Martinez almost did.
Oh, that's right.
Almost.
Yeah, that's almost.
That was the end of the game, right? Was it opening day? Yeah, that's what it was. But I think Hader may be subject of too much use because their bullpen that used to be, he was like a huge piece, and now he's become the guy.
Brewers had the fourth highest bullpen ERA in the month of July.
But their bullpen is still not as bad as the Cubs. They're the epitome.
Yeah, the Kimbrel addition changes them a little bit if he's going to be really good, but the Cubs' 7th, 8th is a disaster, and they all know it. Brian locked on the Joe Maddon comments yesterday where he said it's big boy time, and then they asked him why Derek Holland came in last night at that moment, and he said, well, he's working on some things.
It's a 3-0 game in the 6th inning.
And the Cub fan reaction to that tweet, which was just, it wasn't sarcastic, was a quote from Maddon where he said, well, he's working on some things. Every fan is like, he's working on things? We're trying to win the damn division?
First place is on the line. He said it's big boy time like 12 hours earlier, and now he's like it's a Grapefruit League game or something.
Maybe don't say that.
Yeah.
Maybe don't say he's working on some things.
All right, Chuck, where will you be this weekend?
I am going to Italian Open tomorrow night, and I'll be at Cafe Napoli tonight.
Jews and Italians often confused.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
How about that? That was a good one. You can't come in, sir. That's where I'll be.
What's the Italian Open?
It's a great golf event that they have.
Frank's only saying that because it's the Italian Open.
No, but they have a banquet the night before.
Frank emceed the event many times.
Yeah, they have a banquet the night before where they just eat like there's no tomorrow. And then they have the Italian Open, the actual golfing, the next day. And Sam Orlando has the homemade meatballs and the Sunday gravy. It's just everything.
Where's the golf in this?
There's nothing quite like carb loading for a round of golf.
From Cafe Napoli.
Oh, very nice. Yes. All right, before we go to break, your good friend, Joe Fresta, Jr., his favorite new restaurant in St. Louis is Kimal's because he likes the happy hour. Now, I'm not sure. His favorite dish is the veal chop. I'm saying you go to Kimal's now for the happy hour from 3:30 to 8:30, Monday through Saturday, live music, and the prices on the appetizers. Oh, my goodness, it's $6 for Kimal's food. You could have three appetizers, be completely stuffed, and eat for $18. The drinks are spectacular priced, too. So if you get a chance, the new Kimal's, it's in Westport Plaza. It's a sleek, chic New York City steakhouse. And maybe after the happy hour, you go in and have a nice veal chop. Kimal's Restaurant in Westport. We'll take a break. Dan O'Neill when we come back.